This is Foo Girl, and you're listening to Swingercast.
En vivo y directo desde Desire, Riviera Maya.
Swingercast.
Swingercast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
I'm Allie.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to Swingercast.
Allie and I just got back from our 6th annual Desire Resort getaway.
Yes, and what an amazing time.
We had a fucking blast. Thanks so much to everybody who came with us and to all you guys for supporting the show.
I love how you say came with us.
Yeah? Well, they did.
Instead of joined us.
Well, there was several who did come with us.
Your choice of words.
I guess if you've never been to Desire before, we should say what it is. It's a resort in Mexico, clothing optional, couples only, and a lot of fun.
It's a swinger fantasy land, I think. I mean, it's everything I imagined when I was masturbating as a young teen, thinking, oh, wow, wouldn't it be great to go to this island of some sort and everybody would be having sex and just sex would be so
open.
Open, and everybody would be masturbating and getting everybody off.
Well, I didn't see anybody masturbating there, though.
Well, touching themselves. Or touching other people. I mean, no, I'm just thinking back of like a...
like a fantasy from years gone by?
Before I even had sex. Just
right.
Maybe one of my...
But still.
I'm not even going to go there. But well, what I'm saying is, I had this place in my mind, but didn't know of it.
Allie invented Desire.
Yeah.
Al Gore invented the internet, and Allie invented Desire.
Yes, I sure did.
Well, good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. I love what you've done with the place.
Oh, thank you.
I love all the new renovations we saw this year, too, that you must have thought of also.
No, but I mean, for people that don't know, I mean, in swinger world... this atmosphere.
It's Mecca.
Going to a place with a group of people that are like-minded and naughty. This place is fantasy land. I think, I mean, it just to be able to go somewhere and completely feel open and comfortable and be sexy and slutty and just have a naughty time with other people. And just being pampered and sexually satisfied over and over and over again. It's just
a lot of fun.
So we are still kind of on a
sexual high.
A sexual high from returning, and it usually lasts quite a while, especially when we're listening to audio and things that we've recorded. And looking at pictures. But anyway, this was an amazing trip yet again.
And it started out amazing, too. I mean, just getting there was an adventure.
I know.
An unexpected adventure, for sure.
Yeah, it was totally unexpected. I mean, we fly out of Tijuana. We did so last year. And we had a very good time because we didn't have to go through customs or worry about all the sex toys we had. And this time we had lube, lots of lube, and some great Lilo toys from PlayPassions.com. I mean, one of the Lilos was pretty big. I think it was the Elise. So, you know, it's just much less stressful if we fly out of Tijuana than have to go through.
Yeah, instead of like having your bags opened up by people in customs, instead of that, all we have to do is put our finger on a little button and hope that the stoplight turns green. That's so much easier.
Yeah. So, and we're night owls, as you probably have guessed. So this particular flight left at 2:40 a.m. Okay? So we thought we could definitely make that flight. And we did, and we were early for a change. So we were drinking in the bar, the airport, so we could get nice and liquored up so we could fall asleep and sleep and then wake up and we're in Cancun. We got in the plane and immediately we got comfortable and fell asleep. And we were asleep for about 10 minutes.
Maybe, I don't know. I lost track of time.
And all of a sudden,
damas y caballeros, and there's this huge announcement on the airplane, wakes us up, and there's like a Beetlejuice, like a Beetlejuice impersonator, and a smaller Beetlejuice, I guess midget or short person, dwarf. I don't know what
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, there was Spider-Man. There was Spider-Man.
Beyonce.
Beyonce, Lady Gaga, and my favorite,
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Impersonators.
And it was crazy. They were throwing a wild party. They were yelling. They were screaming. They were playing
Beetlejuice. We're in the air at 30,000 feet, and they're inviting everybody to stand up and clap, and they're throwing T-shirts and swag, and these impersonators, Beetlejuice, Jack Sparrow, Spider-Man, are all running down the frickin' aisle.
Dancing.
Throwing T-shirts, throwing swag.
getting half the plane to, Beetlejuice was getting half the plane to clap at one point, and half the other side to clap, and it was due to the Beetlejuice song.
Party.
It's crazy. It was wild fiesta.
I didn't know what was happening. Eventually, you got a T-shirt, and it said that this was the first nonstop flight between Tijuana and Cancun at 2:40.
And we had no idea of this inaugural flight that we were on, and neither did anyone else in the plane. That's what was so funny, because everybody was going, "What the fuck is happening?" But it was so much fun. It was a blast. But to say the least, we didn't get any sleep.
I'm going to probably mess the name of the bar up. It was like Coco Bongo or something.
Coco Bongo?
It's a
bar in Cancun where we say we're normally staying.
Yeah, that's where we were.
So we got lots to show all the vanillas, all our
that's
pictures.
That's our whole cover story right there.
It is. I mean, John has had to use that.
I pretty much just tell work colleagues this story that you and I just told on this podcast, and they don't ask any more questions about where we were. That's it.
I took it as a good sign that this trip is going to be off the hook fun, and it was.
Well, we may have had an exciting plane ride, but I think our friends that we met at Desire, the Prelude couple, they had a sexy flight in.
Oh, yeah. They had a very sexy flight. Can you tell us about what you guys did on the plane on your way here?
Well, I have to start with the story of why we did what we did on the plane. And it was, we were out with another couple, and I'm relatively new to this swinging stuff, and I have been bi-curious, and so I went down on a woman, and she looked like she was satisfied with what I did, at least I thought, until my husband came along, and he came down on her, and she came even harder, and I went, shit, I can't believe that he can do a better job than I can do. So, you know, I thought to myself, well, he's been doing this for how many years now? We've been married for at least 23 years. So he's had at least 23 years of practice. So I decided, you know what, I'll take it upon myself to study the art of how to go down on a woman. And so I took out a book called Blow Each Other Away. And the thing I discovered was that even though I have the womanly parts, there's more than what I thought is involved in the process. All I thought was it was just about the clit, but apparently there's way more than the clit. And so I took the book, and there were some techniques, and we were on the airplane at this point because we were stuck on the tarmac for about an hour before we could take off. And so I said to him, I don't really understand this part. And he said, well, it goes like this. So he takes his two-piece fingers and he does it in an upside-down V. And he goes, well, imagine, you know, the two fingers, those are the outer vulva, and like at the top is the clitoris. And this is, and then I showed him the technique that was written in the book. And we're trying to follow the instructions. He goes, and this is how you do it. And he starts...
In the airplane.
He starts licking my fingers, and then he goes, and this is how I do it. And then I showed him this other part where it's pretty advanced. It's where if you could curl your tongue, how you could cup the clit. And unfortunately, I don't have the genetics to put my tongue in the shape of a cup, but apparently my husband can. So he's demonstrating this to me on the airplane. The funny thing about this is as we're practicing and he's showing me and teaching me on the airplane, it's where we are sitting. We are sitting in the front row right across from the flight attendants. And we're trying to be respectful of everyone around us by hiding our faces behind the books, but I think they pretty much had an idea of what we were doing. And then after this, he said, well, let's explore the art of fellatio. So then now we're sucking on each other's fingers.
I was not demonstrating fellatio.
No.
What are you talking about?
No, it was me sucking on his fingers and saying, what do you think of this? Do you like that? So little to say, all that stuff that we were doing made us extremely horny, and we said...
And the flight attendants were very horny.
The flight attendants were having a good time watching us, and so we thought, oh my God, when we arrive at Desire, some people are going to get ravaged tonight.
And they did.
And they did. So at this point, you know, the plane takes off, and we are horny as hell. And... You know, I've never listened to the John and Allie podcast, so he's educating me yet again, and because he listens to it all the time. And so we're listening to the John and Allie podcast. At this point, we're horny from practicing blowjobs and cunnilingus on the airplane, and we're listening to the John and Allie podcast. And we're trying to scheme on the plane how we could manage, you know, possibly he goes to the bathroom first and then I go to the bathroom after him. But the problem yet again is there is one bathroom. We are on the first row. There's only one bathroom there across from the flight attendants. So we didn't think it would be a good idea to do that because they were probably onto us at this point.
So onto us, yeah.
Yeah, and probably watching us very closely for any misbehaving. They did.
Oh, there was this one really hot flight attendant that kept on feeding me Merlot.
Oh, totally.
Keep it going.
He had Merlot the whole time. And that made it even worse because now at this point, we're getting really raunchy with the ever-flowing Merlot. And he's like, we should have brought the travel blanket so we could just fool around under this right now. But we didn't. And so we are trying to keep our hands to each other at this point.
Yeah, but we couldn't wait to get to the resort.
We couldn't. Yeah, basically couldn't wait to get to the resort.
And this is your first time here.
And it's our first time here.
We're newbies.
So what do you think about it so far?
It's hot and sexy.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
We
had a really great time. It's exceeded our expectations.
Totally.
It's been wonderful already meeting you guys.
Yeah, and this is just day two.
Day two, I know.
Oh, it's day two.
Yeah.
Day two.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It has been 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, more like 24 hours. Okay,
and you guys have been really wonderful. You guys have been giving us counsel for us newbies. You know, and the big counsel has been pace yourself. You know, it's not a sprint.
Yeah.
It's a marathon. Pace yourself. Yeah, we've been failing miserably.
Yes, we have. We have. But we have then, like, what, six more days to...
We got six more days to...
To learn.
Recuperate
and learn.
Inner slut. I was thinking a lot about this before I was going to Desire, and I was getting ready, and the things that I was packing, I just had a thought that, wow, I'm a slut. Look at this bag of stuff I have. I'm a slut, and this trip brings out my inner slut. And then I started thinking, this whole swinging thing brings out my inner slut, and inner slut is very positive to me. Anyway, I thought it brought out my inner slut. I mean, I was always slutty with you before, but I mean, I'm wearing all this sexy lingerie and got all this naughty stuff now, and wow, look at the slut I am. I'm like going to get my pussy waxed and brushing around, getting packing all this naughty stuff and all this naughty clothes and sexy lingerie, and wow,
a box of lube.
If someone found my luggage, yeah, enough, what a slut.
Enough condoms for a football team.
Well, yeah, and I just started thinking about how swinging and this whole lifestyle and being around swingers at places like Desire or when we go out to clubs and stuff, it really brings out my inner slut, and it feels good. It feels great, and I love it, and I love to see other people in these settings just completely letting go and celebrating sex and their sexiness and their inner goddess or their inner sexy goddess, you know? So I just wanted to ask some others what they thought.
About their inner slut?
About their inner slut and it's swinging. And at first, I mean, I'm only thinking of slut in the very most positive way. I wasn't referring to slut the way society views it. I'm thinking slut is all positive. But when I first asked the girls there, when I said inner slut, I kind of got a little bit of a,
apprehensive look.
Apprehensive look, like, what is she talking about? Right. You know, or, and I think it was to do with the word slut.
Well, sure.
But
there's another label.
I know, but I think if we just own these terms, or that it just makes it so much better, you know?
Oh, I mean, totally
slut,
agree with you.
It's a slut. I'm a slut. I mean, if you could see all the positive things that happen when the women's inner slut is out, it's just beautiful. So I asked them, some girls, about their inner slut, and here you have it.
Has being a swinger or being involved in this lifestyle brought out your inner slut?
Yes, I have. I've never felt sexy whatsoever. So starting this does definitely make you feel like you have a little in you, definitely, a little slut in you. We bought outfits together, we bought toys, we've gone up and down the lube oil, tasting all the different flavors and smelling everything. There's like 50 flavors, so yes, definitely.
Okay. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely brought out the inner slut. And I always kind of laughed after getting back from Desire. It's hard to turn the slut off. Like, yes. You know, we leave and then the next day you're in a meeting. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Not everybody here wants to fuck me. Right. You know? Damn.
Awesome.
Back to reality.
That's hilarious. It is definitely.
It's hard to turn off.
Hard to turn off.
Yeah. Right.
But you don't have to turn it off for long. Just get through the day.
Right.
Okay. Getting ready for work. I'm putting on lots of eyeliner and makeup, and I was like, oh, I'm not going out. I'm just going to work. I have to tone it down a bit.
How about you? Has it brought out your inner slut, or do you dress sexier, or do things?
I definitely appreciate that confidence. I mean, this brings you a lot of confidence, and the confidence makes you feel sexy, and other people find confident people sexy. It doesn't matter what you look like. It's really how you feel about yourself, and it really brought out my feeling more comfortable in who I am and how I look, and that brings out the inner slut for sure.
Oh yeah. Being here builds your confidence, and being with people who are like-minded and makes you feel good.
And seeing, you know, you look at like Desire, you look at their website, and it's all these models, and you get here and it's not. I mean, it's all different shapes, sizes, and everyone is, it's very accepting and confident, and it's very sexy, just that confidence. But I think it's really good for people who haven't been places like this to know that we're not all models, you know, but we feel like it.
It's actually brought out my confidence. I mean, you can be slutty with your own husband, but, you know, to have other people appreciate you too, you're like, damn, I am good. All right. He has to say that, but no one else does.
Women are made to feel like if they're not a 19-year-old professional supermodel for Victoria's Secret, they're not attractive. And there are all kinds of people here at Desire, all kind of ages, and they're all attractive in some way. They may not be professional models, but they're all attractive. And women in society are kind of hemmed in with their choices and they're told how to behave. And here at Desire, they get to do what they want within reason, as long as they respect other people's boundaries. But they can do what they want, they can wear what they want, they can be what they want. And people are not criticizing them, people are applauding them and cheering them on and letting them really be what they want to be.
Hot tub, watching all
the shenanigans.
All the shenanigans. It's not quite as wild as yesterday's shenanigans that we were.
No, because I think you guys get the party started in the hot tub.
Yeah,
you see,
the day before
you kind of get everybody together because if people can like hang in cliques, and so. I think it's cool when you start doing the games because it kind of brings the group together.
Okay, so has the lifestyle brought out your inner slut?
Absolutely it has. It kind of gives you permission to be as sexual as you want to be. Like yesterday, for instance, I was part of this game that you guys did at the hot tub, and I was a fluffer, so I was one of the fluffers, and you know, I've always loved sucking cock, and here I was in front of a group of people yesterday. I don't know a lot of the people here, but I got to suck cock for 20 minutes, and you know, I don't feel like there was anything wrong with that. And it, only in this world could you, I mean, because if I went home tomorrow and told everybody in my other life that, you know, I sucked three guys' cocks, they would just be like, you tramp, you slut, whatever. Absolutely, you don't get that feeling. You're free to be a slut. And there's nothing wrong with it. But last night, you know, people came up to me and said, boy, you did a great job, you know. It was like I was in some baking contest or a chili cook-off or something. Wow, you were great up there.
Those were some good responses you got from those sexy, slutty girls.
Oh, yeah.
So, can I just call you a slut now anytime I want?
Well, you can, for sure.
Oh, good.
Of course, you can call me a slut, and all my swinger friends can call me sluts if they want. But I don't know. I mean, I guess I should put this out there that when you go to play with a swinger, just because they are sluts and they're comfortable with their inner slut, it's not always cool to call them a slut. You should probably use that time to ask the male, you know, does she like dirty talk? What are okay dirty words? Because even though a lot of us are very in touch with our inner slut, that word just has such negative, derogatory meaning in vanilla world that it's just not a good idea to call someone a slut unless you know it's okay.
Kind of like a white guy dropping the N-word.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's totally okay, you know, in this setting. I personally wouldn't mind anyone calling me a slut in a sexy setting, but...
We don't want protesters outside our home.
Well, right. I don't want it spray painted on my yard or my driveway.
Right.
Yeah, I guess what I'm just trying to say is that although women swingers are... A lot of them are very much in touch with their inner slut or inner sexy goddess. I know that some of them would mind if someone they just started playing with or didn't know that well called them a slut. I mean, some wouldn't.
Yeah.
But there definitely are those that would. And guys can let their inner slut out at desire as well. But they can do that all the time. And, you know.
Yeah.
And they can...
A man is not a slut. He's virile.
Well, yeah. I mean, the word slut and...
How it's viewed by society and all.
Yeah, it's right. A derogatory towards women. But it is so beautiful to see in an atmosphere that's sexy and open and all the women's confidence to just come out and be as sexy as they want to be. And you see that. I love watching... Especially when a new woman comes in and you can really just see her inner slut coming out and the big smiles and the confidence. It's just really sexy.
So, you know, the couple, Prelude, that told us the airplane story on this, on this podcast. I wish I would have had a recorder. I had like a 2-hour breakfast with those guys. And she told me what a great feeling it was for her to go down the catwalk. There was a night where there was a lingerie show, and several of our women were up there, but she was first in line.
Yes, she did, and I wish you had recorded that. She felt so...
She felt empowered.
Empowered is what she said, yes.
So, Miss Prelude, she got up there, and that's Mexico, and it's a nice, hot evening, but she's got on a full-length coat, and she... walked up there. She was the first in line. The music came on, and she just marched down that stage, and she just took her coat and threw it down and drew her shoulders and cocked her head back. And later on, when I talked to her about it and everything, she was telling me that that was the moment where she was just like throwing down all of her inhibitions, and when she felt empowered.
Mm-hmm. That was the exact moment. Her inner slut came out and she owned it.
Or whatever you want to call it, but yeah.
Yeah, she totally felt empowered, and she wanted to do the coat being completely covered up and then just opening it up and just
throwing it down
and saying, I'm here.
Yeah, it was hot to watch.
It was very hot. And
all of the women that were in our group that marched down there and were letting it all out. They were just having a freaking blast. And like you said, it's a competition, but they were all winners.
That was an interesting thing too. There was a lot of women in this catwalk. And if it would have been a vanilla situation, you would expect the women to be all catty with each other. And, you know, I'm going to win this lingerie contest trip, bitch, or something like that. But
none of that.
She went on and on about how supportive the other women were. Once you would go down the catwalk and come back, everybody was so supportive of each other and giving each other extra courage to do it, and how much fun it was. And no one cared who won. They were just doing it for themselves, and it was beautiful.
Every day, there's always opportunities to see stuff like that. I wish we could have our recorder with us all the damn time, but we never do. We have it with us a lot, but not every moment. But one of the moments we did have it was with the Swap Foos. If you don't know who Swap Foo are, you've just not been paying attention to podcasting land, because they have an awesome podcast, Swap Foo, or you can check them out on their website, swapfoo.blogspot.com.
We happened to have our recorder with us, and we ran into them at the beach bar. the beach bar, where all of us sluts hang out to recuperate from the night before.
With Cece and Africa and Elier, our bartenders. No. I'm John, and I'm sitting here at the beach bar with Mr. Swapfu and Allie and Ms. Swapfu, and I just want to get them to just say, give everybody a quick shout out there in podcast Swingerland.
I was gonna do one of those things like they do on the radio. Oh, yeah, okay. This is Foo Girl, and you're listening to Swingercast.
I don't know if I should wait for the blender to start. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, you should never stop.
I don't know if this is like the wrong thing to say, but I'm Mr. Swafu, and I'm honored to be holding John's microphone. But now here we're enjoying ourselves very much at Desire. It's our second time down here with Swingercast, and I just introduced Allie to vodka and iced tea.
Say hello to Elier.
Do you want to say hello, Elier?
Yes, of course. We'll make you famous. Hello, we are the team of the bartenders, the best and more lucky for work in Desire. Yay. Okay, I don't work here too much. I stay with you.
You're like the Tom Cruise here. You're like the time from what's that movie, Cocktail?
Cocktail.
Yeah, yeah. He spins the bottles, he spins the cups, yes. he's got pizzazz, panache.
You've seen that movie?
Yes.
Okay, alright.
Thank you, guys. What's been the highlight of the trip so far? What's just something to take away, a quick thing?
I think definitely the highlight of the trip, for me at least, is to see all the friends that we've seen before. Mm-hmm. Visiting them, you know, visiting with them again and making some new ones and just enjoying the company of people who are kind of like-minded and who know how to have a good time. I think just seeing familiar and new faces all over again is what I really enjoy about coming to Desire.
But we're so glad you guys came with us. You guys rock.
Good times, and I loved what you guys did last night at dinner.
Oh.
When we came in and I saw you guys all, like, you had four couples.
Right.
And then you all four separated.
Right, so we had nine people at, four couples, and everybody
had a unicorn,
and nobody was allowed to sit with their partner. So, and it was, I have to give credit to Angelicis. Mm-hmm. It was Angelicis' idea to do that, to split up.
I thought it was you guys' idea.
No, I'll take.
I looked in it and I said, oh, that's the swap.
I'll gladly take credit for it, but no, that was not the case. And it worked out really well. I mean, because obviously we got to know some very nice people all the better.
Yeah, I was looking at both of the tables, and everybody was engaged and smiling and laughing and talking. And
it was fun. It was a fun time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see much of you after that.
We were in the disco.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
the disco was packed. I'd never seen it that busy before. It was like this. You couldn't see anybody from across the room.
Right.
But we danced.
Yeah, we danced quite a bit, and then it was definitely it was just an amazingly hot disco night, you know, unlike what we've seen even at our local clubs, like the number of people on the dance floor and everybody just getting down and having a really good time.
Mm-hmm. That was fun, yeah.
Okay, give me, before he does the blender, do that one thing. I want to use that at the top of the show. I don't know if the blender, do that, if you do mind, just do that one little thing real quick.
This is Miss Swapfu, and you're listening to Swingercast.
Wait. One more time.
Okay. This is Miss Swapfu, and you're listening to Swingercast.
Okay. Thank you.
Did we get it this time?
Going.
Yeah. Can you check it?
That's enough. No. That's good.
Oh, I meant to say Foo Girl.
Say it again.
I'll do two.
This is Foo Girl, and you're listening to Swingercast.
Live from Cancun.
You can say that. Yep. In Spanish.
Ooh, nice. En vivo y directo desde Desire, Riviera Maya.
That sounds so sexy.
I'm like, what?
So how come he sounds sexy when he speaks Spanish, but I sound like, I don't say, you know, I never get that. Oh, John, talk to me in Spanish. Do me in Spanish, baby.
Do me in Spanish.
I used to do that when we were dating. I would call him my Latin lover.
Yeah. When I was learning Spanish, my teachers, they would never teach me the national anthem.
Okay.
They would never teach me, of course, any dirty words. So I found a porn theater one night. I was the biggest geek. I took like a flashlight and a notebook in there, and I, off the subtitles, I'm like writing down all the dirty words.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
So you were like a geek with a hard on.
Right.
Yeah, love it.
It was like an American porn, like set in San Francisco with a guy with a big handlebar mustaches, yes. Right? It was a total 70s thing, right? And he was set on the Golden Gate Bridge. And the guy was like going into the, but it was all in Spanish, you know? So yeah, that's how
was the line, ¿quién ordenó una pizza?
Right. Pizza boy.
Right.
I remember there was like the one thing that stands out is I remember like the girl was like, you know, acting like she was like a horse, and she kept telling him, sigue cabalgando, sigue cabalgando,
keep riding me, baby.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
A little soundbite to prove you were here.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thanks again for listening.
And we're also trying to figure out when we're coming back.
So we'll have that to you soon, so stay tuned.
If you're interested in joining us on the next trip, send us an email, john@swingercast.com or ally@swingercast.com.
So thanks again for listening to our adventures in fantasy land here, in swinger fantasy land.
We'll be bringing you more of the sights and sounds and interviews and hot times that we encountered down in Mexico. Until then, that's the end of our show, and it'd be a really good time to head over to iTunes and check out the Swap Foo podcast.